Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home formerly for personal development. It's now starting with this episode for self-care and reflection, and I'm going to get into that soon. But first of all, before we go any further, three letters I want you to remember: LTD. And I'm going to talk about that more soon. But first, I want to announce, yes, this is the 1 year anniversary episode of the Affirmation Pod podcast. So it is a bonus episode. It's also the first time I'm recording as a mother of two. My son is actually in my arms right now as I record this. Before I get into the content, welcome. Welcome new listeners. Welcome new subscribers to Affirmation Pod. Shout out to Tiffany, aka Coach Glitter, who subscribed less than a week ago, and she recommended the podcast to her tribe, to her peeps. I'm going to mention her a little bit later as well. Welcome, Affirmations for Healthy Living listeners. I'm going to be posting, so cross-posting, this episode in the Affirmations for Healthy Living feed. Affirmations for Healthy Living is my first podcast that I started 3.5 years ago. Thank you again to all of you listeners who came over to Affirmation Pod from Affirmations for Healthy Living. If you are an Affirmations for Healthy Living listener, please know I am not shutting down that feed. That podcast is still going to stay up. I don't update it except for special occasions like this when I post an announcement episode. So feel free to stay where you are, my old stomping grounds, or come join us anytime over here at Affirmation Pod. Okay, do you remember the three letters at the beginning of the episode? LTD. That stands for learning through doing. And that's a theme for this season of my life right now. So I'm going to go through in this episode, as I reflect on 1 year of podcasting consistently, what 7 things I've learned or am learning through LTD, learning through doing. My goal for this episode is to get you reflecting as well on what you could be doing by learning through doing. Number one is I'm finding or discovering or learning what my message is through doing. As I said at the beginning of the episode, your home for personal development, which is like the tagline for Affirmation Pod, is now self-care and reflection. The reason for the change is as I've been creating the content, thinking about the content, living the content, and also thinking and planning ahead for 2017, self-care and reflection resonates with me more. It's a better fit. And so a few months ago, I decided to change it. And it was super cool when Kate joined the Facebook group and she called the podcast a wonderful resource for self-care and reflection. I was like, that's exactly where I'm headed. Awesome. So one is finding my message. Two is finding my voice. Taking action, showing up weekly with a new episode. It's helped me learn to find my voice. You know, experience is the best teacher, and I feel much more relaxed and comfortable and at ease recording this episode than I did the 6 month anniversary episode and the episode zero. I'm still discovering my voice, but I really want to credit the experience of not just getting my feet wet, but diving in, consistently publishing episodes as a huge factor to helping find my voice. Number three, feeling versus fact. A few weeks ago, I knew this episode was coming up, and I had a moment where the thought came to me, well, you haven't done much in the last year. And then the feeling that came along was unworthiness. It was the voice of my inner critic that basically was telling me I haven't done enough and that others would have done so much more if they were starting a weekly podcast. I stopped and reflected and made sure I gave myself and that thought and that feeling the facts. The fact is, a year ago, I started my email list. I started my Facebook group. I started publishing weekly podcast episodes. I launched an online course, Journaling Pod. I launched an online mini course, The Change Framework. I published 8 worksheet episodes where I had created worksheets to go along with the theme of that month. And, oh yeah, I also pushed out a baby, another human being. And I wanted to include this in this episode because there are times when thoughts, our inner critic, shows up and says something that, if you want to believe it, if you want to engage it on a level where it has the power and the control on you, you have feelings of maybe unworthiness, low self-esteem. Many of you who email me, you say this podcast helps you for dealing with your low self-esteem. Well, this feeling versus fact is something that isn't new in this last year. It's a skill I've picked up over the years, but it's something I'm still working on, and I'm learning through doing just that, addressing those feelings with facts, facts of my life and what's real. Number four, podcasting is not just talking to you through a microphone. It's also talking to you through email, whether it be through the email list or one-on-one email. It's through the Facebook group. It's through the website. It's through my sales pages in my online store. And text-based talking isn't easy for me, especially if it's copywriting, but I'm learning through doing. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today.
I had a friend who attended a copywriting, I don't know if you call it workshop, seminar, conference, and I said to him, oh, please take notes, share with me anything you learn because I suck at copywriting. And I thought about that after, and I thought, you know, that's one way of putting it, to say I suck at copywriting. Another way of putting it is I may not be where I want to be when it comes to communication that's text-based or communication that's sales-based, but everyone starts somewhere. Some people have more offline practice. And so I'm learning my writing voice, my copywriting voice, through doing, trying, practicing, experimenting. I'm hoping in future months you're going to see some change, some growth in me as I get more comfortable. I also want to mention the weekly emails. I know that they're not at this time all looking the best, especially if you're on a mobile phone. But I'm working on fixing that, and in a couple months, the emails, the weekly emails, should be up and looking the way they should be. If you want to sign up for the email list, or if you want links to anything that I'm mentioning in this podcast, feel free to go to affirmationpod.com/1-year. That's where the show notes will be and have all the links. Let's recap so far. Publishing a weekly podcast for the past year has helped me with finding my message. 2, finding my voice. 3, feeling versus fact. 4, figuring things out. And 5, it's furthering my skill set. Podcasting consistently has given me more confidence around my skill set as it relates to podcasting. And I know you're listening to some podcasts that are longer, that have intros and outros, that have music or voiceovers. I still choose not to use intros and outros, only because I kind of want to keep it like almost like a voicemail, almost like a message, especially for you. I usually don't have music in the background for the affirmation episodes or meditation episodes. I do want to give a shout out to Helene. Thank you, Helene. She has offered, she's given me music and permission to use her music. And it just hasn't been a fit so far, but I do want to say thank you, Helene, for sharing that with me. And if anybody wants to check out some of Helene's work and what she does, you can go to retreatcoaches.com. But as I reflect on furthering my skill set, well, here's something that happened, is maybe a better way to say it. Recently, there was a productivity summit hosted by Michael Hyatt, an online summit. I posted it in the Facebook group and I attended that. Now, earlier I talked about my inner critic. My inner wisdom, as I was going through this, was saying that productivity is a strength in my skill set. I mean, if we go back to that list of things I've done in the first year of Affirmation Pod, yeah, productivity is a strength for me. I'm pretty good with time management and pretty good with prioritizing. My time is not best suited learning from a productivity summit when I've already got great skills in this area. I need to be looking at furthering my skill set. And so as I've been creating content and getting to know you and making connections, I've been looking at what's happening in the digital world, Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Things are moving in the direction of video. And if you've been following me for a while, you know I'm not one to put my face out there. And I still am not feeling all that comfortable. But I decided I wanted to learn, further my skill set in an area that I'm not strong in so that I make gains in that area. And that is with video. And that's why I'm taking a course. It's called Lights, Camera, Branding. It's led by the person I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, Tiffany Lee Bimester, also known as Coach Glitter. But I'm pretty proud of myself in that I don't identify as someone who knows makeup techniques and all that stuff. I mean, I wear makeup, but I really do have the same system for putting on makeup as I did in the 90s. So it's great to be learning through doing and furthering my skill set with this course. Number 6 is focus on me. Creating the content that I create for you, and I've said this before, but I do this for you, I do this for me. The closer I am in preparing the content, delivering the content, interacting with the content myself, it helps me stay grounded and focused and giving myself self-care. I have a phrase for myself now, it's PTSD, PTSD, put the smartphone down. And I have been doing that. I will talk about this more in the self-care month, which is November. But doing this also gives me, I feel some accountability. I feel accountable to you that if I'm talking about this stuff and encouraging you to take care of yourself and to reflect, I need to be doing it as well. So I'm very grateful that podcasting gives me the opportunity for my own personal growth, as well as yours. Number 7, finally, is facing my fears. And actually, this kind of ties into the focusing on me. When I made the core beliefs episode, I knew those core beliefs, but something about saying it this time around, maybe saying it publicly to the internet world, it got me really starting to recognize more and more about ways my core beliefs show up in my life. Again, for those of you who haven't listened to that episode or you've forgotten, one of the big core beliefs in my life is I am on my own. No one is there to help me. So I need to do it myself. I need to figure it out myself. And that's made it tough for me to ask you for help in any way. This podcast takes time, it takes money, it takes energy. And I know the facts that no one becomes successful without help. And a great skill in life is asking for help. And it's a skill that I am learning, learning through doing. And I'm going to do that now because it is a way for me to face my fears. If you appreciate, if you love this podcast and it's helping you, can I ask for your help to help grow the podcast? And no, I'm not asking for iTunes reviews. 1, can I ask for a testimonial? Whether you are a podcast listener, a journaling pod student, a change framework student, it would be great if you could email me, josie@affirmationpod.com, with a short testimonial that explains the problem that you have or are facing in your life, the solution that you found in Affirmation Pod, and the results you got. from applying the solutions. It would just help me so much. Again, josie@affirmationpod.com is my email address. If you could send a headshot photo, describe your problem, how Affirmation Pod was the solution, and what results you got from applying the solution. Of course, I'll be putting those testimonials up on my website, on my online store. I want to share one example, and I have his permission to share this. This is from Siggy in Switzerland. He said, "Thank you so much for your podcast that I found on iTunes. I am a cab driver. I need your podcast to calm down from the stressful clients and the traffic. Every time I hear your podcast, I'm able to relax my mind. Thank you so much for everything you do." And Siggy, thank you for sharing with me how the podcast helps you. Siggy, could you send a photo? And is it okay if I put that on the website?
This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. How much socializing works best for you? Some of you need to socialize for work. For others of you, maybe it's some things related to your kids or your parents that require you to socialize, maybe in contexts that you wouldn't normally want to. One thing I love about seeing my BetterHelp therapist is that I can reflect on and debrief social situations, including my own insecurities or the stories I tell myself about something that happened. I often catch myself thinking, "Oh, they must think I'm so," and then fill in the blank. I can examine these thoughts in therapy and correct or adjust these thoughts as I need to, because they do affect how I feel about myself, my confidence. If you've been wanting to become more aware of yourself and to work on areas where you feel stuck, consider therapy. And with BetterHelp, you can get started with 10% off your first month. They make it easy to schedule, or if you have to, reschedule your appointments. You get started by filling out a quick questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. You can also switch therapists at any time with no extra charge. Come find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
Now, another way you could help with the podcast is to give financially, which will go to the expenses involved with the podcast. And one really nice way you can do that is the next time you purchase something from Amazon, go through my link, affirmationpod.com/Amazon. And anything you buy on Amazon using that link, I'll get a commission. It's small, but every little bit counts. And it doesn't cost you extra. If you're going to be shopping there anyways, why not use my link? I also want to say that link will take you to the self-help books page. And one of the books I've been recommending to those who have been emailing me and talking about low self-worth and stuff is Brené Brown's book, The Gifts of Imperfection. So you probably will see it right there on the front page when you go to affirmationpod.com/Amazon. Feel free to check out the book if you'd like, or just go on shopping with for your diapers or your new headphones or whatever you're buying. And the third way you could give back to the podcast is purchasing the Reflection Workbook. What is that? I'll tell you what that is. Those eight worksheets, or the eight worksheets that I have created for the last 8 months of 2016, I've put them together in a workbook and included the MP3s. So if you, by the way, all of this stuff is free, the worksheets and the episodes. But if you don't want to go and find each one, because it's a bit of a challenge since they're not back-to-back episodes, I've put it all together in that workbook. You can check it out at affirmationpod.com/workbook. Just to review, the three ways you can help me out are send over your testimonials to josie@affirmationpod.com. Use the Amazon link, affirmationpod.com/Amazon, when you're purchasing your Amazon stuff. And pick up your copy of the Reflection Workbook at affirmationpod.com/workbook. One last thing, a little off topic. Speaking of emails, it's a joy getting your emails and interacting with you, connecting with you. Here's my scenario. Let's say Kyle. Kyle emails me, shares something that's pretty much a testimonial, problem that he's facing, how he found my podcast, how it's helping him, and how he feels now having applied what he's learned in the podcast. I reply, and then there's certain Kyles out there who reply back, and then there's other Kyles out there that don't. But on my end, here's what I think sometimes. I wonder, like, for the Kyles who have emailed me, I've emailed them back, but I don't hear from them. I wonder, did they get my message and then they're cool and we're cool? Or did they not get my message? For some reason, it went to their spam. And then they, and in some cases, spilled their guts to me, because I know some of the things you share is vulnerable. It's not easy to share, especially to someone you've never met, but you feel like you know me, you like me, you trust me, and that's why you're sharing it. And then you don't get a response, or you, it feels and looks like you didn't get a response. So do know, I reply to my listeners, and if you did not get a reply and you've been wondering what's going on, feel free to send me an email. I will dig up and forward my response to you, or maybe for some reason I didn't get the email somehow. Let me know. I just don't want any listeners to feel like I didn't reply. Okay, that feels good to get that off my chest. It's actually been a while that I've been thinking that and wondering about this, and today is the day that I'm sharing it. Again, all the links and information and the 7 F's, look, failure was not one of them, are in the show notes at affirmationpod.com/1year. Again, the theme for this episode, LTD, learning through doing. 7 things I'm learning through doing is 1, finding my message. 2, finding my voice. 3, feeling versus fact. 4, figuring things out. 5, furthering my skill set. 6, focusing on me. And 7, facing my fears. Thank you for listening. Thank you for this opportunity that I can share what's going on in my life and how I'm doing. I made an outline and I hope I shared it clearly enough that you are able to find an area where you can be benefiting by learning through doing. Last thing before I go, in honor of the 1 year anniversary of Affirmation Pod, you get 50% off any of my stuff at josieong.com by using the coupon code 1 year. That's good until October 1st, 2016. So if you've been thinking about taking one of my courses, well, now's a good time, 50% off with coupon code 1 year, and that's good until October 1st, 2016. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. Thank you. I appreciate every time you click play and listen in. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.